That is why I am telling you that God chose the humble thorn bush to teach you that there is no place on earth bereft of the divine presence, not even a thorn bush. For you see, this divine presence lives, moves, and has its being in every single aspect of life. And it is there waiting for you and I to pick up and breathe and remember. So if you remember in the book of Genesis, which is in the Christian tradition or the Hebrew context, it talks about the world and how the world was created. And I love the creation story because it's packed with metaphysical images that I think Ernest was in love with and I'm in love with as well. So there are two versions of the creation story. I always get a kick out of this because the fundamentalist brothers and sisters of ours are arguing that it became, you know, that the earth happened in 7 days. And we're all arguing, well, if that was really the truth, there wouldn't be two versions of the creation story. So in the book of Genesis, there are actually two versions. There's the one where there are the 7 days, and then there's the second version. And the second version said, when God created the heavens and the earth, he scooped the soil of the earth, and he formed and shaped people in his image and likeness. And he poked two holes in their nostrils. And the text said he breathed into them ruah. Ruah means the very breath of God. So I want to show you how this works. So on the count of three, take a deep breath with me and hold it. Ready? One, two, three. Good. Now hold that breath.